I wouldn't trade being a mom for the world, but it's also a full-time job. And that means sometimes I get less sleep than I'd like. So I make the most of the hours of sleep I do get with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology that adapts to your body's needs through all phases of motherhood. And they use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. I have the king sheets for my bed, the entire set, and I swear to you, it's like you can't wait to get in and you never want to get out. If you're a commitment phobe, that's totally fine because Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products, so much so that you can enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. And just for our listeners, Cozy Earth has an exclusive Mother's Day offer. Use the code Jillian for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. That's CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth, built to last through the hardest days and the longest nights of motherhood.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day. Ibotta time. Did you know you can get paid to shop at your local grocery store? That's right, people. Cash back just for shopping with Ibotta. Ibotta is a free mobile app that pays you cash for everyday purchases. You can ditch the coupons and earn cash back in a fun and easy way. I mean, whether it's grocery staples like milk and eggs, all the healthy ingredients that you might need for your next recipe, Ibotta has exclusive rebates at your favorite stores and retailers. So no more searching around for offers, coupons, and discount codes. You can find the best deals whenever you shop with Ibotta. You simply unlock rebates before you go shopping. You verify your purchases when you get home by taking a picture of your receipt, or you can link your store's loyalty card, and then you're going to receive cash back via PayPal, Venmo, or gift cards. That's simple. You can find them at ibotta.com or simply download the app through the App Store, use the referral code Jillian, my name, and instantly receive a $10 welcome bonus when you redeem your first rebate within the app. Ibotta users have earned millions in cash back rewards. How are you guys going to spend yours? You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show. And now, Jillian Michaels.
Manus.
Well, there's something going on with you because you're all, you know, I never know when I walk in here and then you arrive. Manus. I can tell if it's going to be a strange day if you're still on the phone when you walk through the doors.
Manus.
Okay, tell us.
Oh, God. Honestly, when I listen to the podcast lately, I don't even want to freaking tell you because I just want it to be funny. But you know what? Life's not funny all the time.
No, it's not.
It's not funny. And sometimes I swear to you, like, it's just the usual shenanigans, right? It's the usual bull crap that we deal with in our everyday life. And I'm definitely getting to a place, dude, where I don't know that I can continue this anymore. Like, it's interesting. I had to have a surgery recently. It wasn't a big deal, but it took me out of the game for a little while. Like, I had to stop working.
Okay.
And everybody was like, oh, Jill's going to go crazy. She's going to go batshit. She's going to have to sit on her hands. She's going to go nuts. And I was talking to my shrink, and I'm like, let me tell you what has happened. The thought of jumping back into the fray is, like, devastating to me. Not the stuff I love, right? Not writing a book or not doing a podcast or, you know, that sort of stuff. But, like, the business of my business, I'm like, oh, my God. And at my shrink, I was like, he goes, well, I think you're learning something really important, right? You know, you're seeing something that you need more of. But life doesn't work that way. I said to him, I'm like, you can't really half-ass these businesses. You know, you either jump in and you're in the black hole until you emerge from the other side, or you don't enter it. And I think, dude, I'm just at a place where I'm tired. My priorities are shifting.
You know what? You've made a little bit of money, you know, in your career. So you got a few bucks in your pocket, maybe a little bit in the bank, maybe a few investments. You're doing all right.
Doing okay.
Yeah. So why don't you pay someone to take care of that shit for you? Enough of that.
You can't.
No, you can.
No, you can't. I'll give you an example. Here's what I'm dealing with today, right? Okay. TV has been nothing but a massive thorn in my side, despite the fact that I owe the brand awareness to the platform, right? Which is why I've always been a slave to the platform. And I'm sure that when you look at your life, right, to make this relatable, I'm sure that there is something you have to do to float your boat professionally,
yes,
right?
Yes.
That you don't want to do. And, you know, the reason TV was so hard is because I just can never control it. There are so many cooks in the kitchen. You know, Biggest Loser, we all know how I feel about that. Let's not rehash it. Losing it, you know, I couldn't control that. You know, we had 6 weeks to take weight off people. You know, we come back for a reveal. It's like, move the bus. Nobody built the goddamn house. Please bleep the GD word. Forgive me. You know, but it was like, we come back and it's like, you can't see any difference, even though they lost 50 pounds. It's like, I couldn't control that. It had to fit into a time and a schedule. I couldn't control the doctors. I couldn't control, you know, various. On Just Jillian, I fought. There wasn't a day that went by where I didn't have to fight for the vision of the show. And luckily, I was allowed to fight. So it was a very different animal, right? I was allowed to fight. And the network was extremely supportive. And I had some differences with some individuals that were on board. And I fought tirelessly. And I got the show to a place where I was like, I'm really proud of this show. It was worth the fight. But it felt like I lived through the Hunger Games for 7 months, because you have to understand, you know, it's my family, it's my kids, it's my business, it's my television career. It was a huge leap.
Yeah.
And the stakes were really high. And for example, like I had we first brought on, you know, you have story producers and they're used to reality TV, right? So reality TV is generally pseudo drama. Nobody is like, oh, just let the cameras go and
Absolutely.
Let's see what happens, which is what I was like, no, we're going to let the cameras go and see what happens. Well, you get a bunch of, you know, story producers who make television, and with reality TV, they make television. Generally, mm-hmm. there's fake storylines and they fake stuff in post. And I was like, we'll have none of that. You know, it's going to be what it's going to be. And luckily, the network was like, if it's a good show, then we'll go with that, right? And anyway, so I was particularly irritated with a showrunner that was replaced, mind you, after fighting and fighting and fighting and deciding this wasn't the guy for the show. And so I was frustrated with this guy. And I was like, oh, God, this is too much, you know, whatever. Well, one of the story producers took me being frustrated and made it look like I was really frustrated. I had to take my daughter to school. And I lost my you know what, and I was like, I you know, and luckily I have co-creative control, and I was like, I'll never get behind this. You take this out. And I was like, you imagine what my kid's gonna think when she grows up and watches this and thinks, oh my God, my mom was so upset she had to take me to school. But to put it, that's how hard I had to fight to get the show to its true north. Okay.
Yeah.
That was not an isolated incident. I had 7 months of fights until we honestly finally had the right co-EP in post-production and had the
we
right
we don't know
show.
What that is, co-EP.
Oh, the woman who handles post.
Okay.
So the guy that handles post, we got rid of him.
Okay.
You know, we finally got a woman in there who kicked ass.
Okay.
You know, the guy who was running the show, we got rid of him. We got a woman in there who kicked ass, but it was not without its Herculean fights. So I don't want to bore you with the machinations, but sure enough, we get to the end of the season and I'm like, all right, cool. We now know what the show is and there are things to improve upon, right? Let's accentuate the positive. Let's take out the negative. But to make a long story short, there's someone in the mix that's like, yeah, we need to reinvent the show. Tyler Henry's working. You know, let's turn it into Celebrity Fit Club. And I was like, wait, what?
Oh my God, that's everything you're fighting
against. Janice, I was like, are you high? I mean, I've been fighting for 3 days. 3 days. And luckily the network got on the phone. They're like, you know, but I've been fighting for three days. 3 days. I've been like, what, What? And I'm like, and I literally said to my shrink, I'm like, I can't do this. Like, I can't pay attention to my kids. I'm so upset. I can't sleep. I'm so frustrated and upset. I was like, I don't, like, if I'm not going to go through 7 months where I fight every single day again. I can't do it, mama. I can't do it anymore. You know why? Because I have kids. And I'm like, the night that I didn't read them their stories because I was fucking screaming on the phone. Because, by the way, that's where, you, as a woman, that's a whole nother conversation. As a woman, it's like you get to a point where you try everything, right? Let me stroke your ego. Let me play the game. Let me do this. Let me do that. Let me do that. And you get to a point where I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm done playing these games with you. I'm done trying to outthink you. I'm done trying to outsmart you. I'm done trying to, you know, stroke your ego. I'm tired. So let me tell you, I am not going to do this. So we can stick a stick of dynamite in it, or we can figure it out. But dude, I've gotten to this place, Janice, where I'm like, I don't have this in me anymore. I don't have the fight. I cannot fight like this anymore. The toll that it is taking on my sanity, I can't do it anymore, dude.
No, I mean, I can see in your face that there's something different in you. When I look in your eyes, I go, where are you?
I know.
I can't find you.
I'm just, Jay, I'm so tired. And, like, I literally, when this started again, I started sobbing. Do you know how often I cry?
Not very,
like,
often.
Like, very, very rarely.
Yeah.
Sobbing. And I was like, oh, my God. And Giancarlo was like, okay, you know, take a breath. And I was like, I can't do this again, G. I can't live through this again. And I've lived through it, by the way, for 10 years. Mind you, 10 years I've been living through this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, on various shows. And I finally was like, oh, my God. Like, the mother load. I fought and it paid off. The show was good. People loved the show. You know, and it's like, we now know what the show is. And to me, it's very simple. It's like the improvement on the show is, let's open up the other characters. You know, I think we found the tone, right? You know, it's like the tone is not, because in the beginning, we were trying to sort of figure out like how to accentuate the struggle to juggle. And it was like too whiny. And by episode 4, we really found sort of that tone, right? Right. And we found the tone. It's like, okay. And it you don't need to, like, complain about the struggle to juggle. People can just see the truth of you struggling to juggle. And, like, we really – and to just start over – Janice, I was like, I can't do this. And I said to Giancarlo, I'm like, I don't think I can do this, honey. And I'm like, I'm just telling you right now, like, I can't make that show that way. And I can't fight every single day. And luckily, you know, luckily we managed to kind of all get on the phone, like – the production company, the network, and hopefully, you know, the network is like, look, guys, you know, here's where we see it. And it sort of put an end to the fight that I was having with the production company. But
when do you ever, I mean, I'm not going to ask you to share in your therapy, but when do you get to a point where you say, do you have to get to a point where it's like black or white? Like,
but you can't hire someone to deal with that, though. You
no,
see what I
no,
mean?
No, I do. I know that now.
It's creative.
Now
I can't
understand.
Yeah.
However, when does it get to a point where it's just not worth? It's not
right
worth
now. It. Now, and that's where I was like, you know what? Maybe there comes a point where what you thought you wanted, right? Because we change. We change. I mean, I was looking at, I was watching a show the other day. I told Nicole to watch it. Because I heard how funny it was, right? It's called Broad City. And it's Amy Poehler's show, okay? And it's about these two young 20-year-old girls living in New York. And I'm watching it, but I can't even... I may as well be watching one of my children's cartoons. I can't even relate to it anymore. Because as the decades go on, and all the younger people listening to the show are going to be terrified. But the problem is, like, as we get older, you know, we take on aging parents. Mm-hmm. We take on young children. We take on more responsibility at work. And these girls are so cute. Like, one of them is like, my goal for 2016 is to touch a prostate. Like, I mean, that's, and you know, that's 20 something.
Yeah.
And I, as much as I can appreciate it, like, I was like, I need you to watch this. And, you know, because Nicole's 27. And I was like, this is funny. This show, not that particular thing. I'm like, this show reminds me of you. These are conversations I have with you.
Yeah.
And that's what I think Nicole brings to Just Jillian, right? And what I love about her is, like, she speaks for that generation. But what's sad, Janice, is as I'm watching it, I'm like, oh my God, the years have changed me so much that I don't even understand what it's like to have just a simple, like, just a conversation. My life has become so heavy and with, like, responsibility that I think, you know, at what point is it too much? At what point are you like, you know what? I gotta get out of this rat race.
But why aren't you embracing where you're? Why do you think that where Nicole is thinking? This is nothing against. This is not. But why do you think that's the alive thing, and where you're thinking is
there's
dead.
A carefree element, right? I remember being in my 20s, and it was hard because you're trying to build a career, so it comes with all of that, right? It's definitely, and Nicole, chime in. I mean, it's definitely, and I'm watching my brother go through it, who's 26, and my little sister go through it, who's like terrified to get out of school. So, and I remember being like, what the F am I going to do? How am I going to make a living? But at the same time, there's a carefree aspect that I haven't had in 10 years. I don't remember the last time I felt even the littlest bit carefree. And I just, dude, I'm like, is the answer, you know, maybe it is just, you know, because before it was world domination. But when that becomes so heavy and so unfun.
Look, you know what? You can't even complete a sentence right now.
No.
Because you've lost what you want. And I think, you know, I hate it when people always say, you know, be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, I know.
And then when one thing goes wrong with what you wish for, they're like, well, be careful. And it's like, you know, up your ass. Just because I wish for this doesn't mean that things can't go wrong. You know, it seems that everything you try to where you want to feel that carefree, something goes wrong that you have to take care of.
Yes.
And it takes away just why can't the wheels fall off the cart and it still be okay? But
well,
it's
on the other side, if you are adamant about something going right and people keep saying, be careful, it's not going to happen that way, and you're all afraid of the I told you so's, you do start to lose some of the freedom. But when you finally have achieved what you were trying to, everybody else takes credit for it, saying, oh, I knew you could do it. Oh, I helped you out. Everybody else does. And getting back to the carefree attitude as I'm getting towards my late 20s, I find myself constantly thinking about my early 20s and how much more carefree I was then.
Life piles. As you go through the years, I'm telling you, I told my shrink, I'm like, my God, I feel like Atlas. Like, the weight of the world is on my shoulders. And you know where I am, honestly? You want the truth? I want to go to my kids' karate class. That's all I want to do. I want to ride my horse. I want to go on a permanent vacation. I don't want to do this anymore. The fighting. I don't want the stress. I don't want to be on the phone. Freaking fighting. About, you know, and what we when we made that show, I was so proud of it. And I was like, it was worth every, it wasn't perfect. And there were concessions made along the way. And there were things we were trying to figure out. It wasn't perfect. But for a first season, I was like, this show's funny. And it's authentic. And it's truthful. And, you know, it's relatable. And, you know, there were things I didn't want to do. I'll be honest with you. Like, part of it is on E! Okay, so, you know, it is a lot about, like, E! Is a very glamorous network, you know, so they want to know how much the bed frame costs, and they want to know how much, because it's E! I don't generally love to talk about it, but I got to talk about it in a way where I was like, $41,000 on patio furniture is obscene, rude, and disgusting. Right. So it's there, but I got to talk about it, you know, in the way that I would want to talk about it, and we don't buy the patio furniture. But, I mean, for the most part, I was like, ta-da! After all this fighting, like, I finally got a show that I wanted to make. But to start over, and luckily we won't have to, but just the prospect of it, Janice, I just was like, I can't do this anymore.
Are you afraid, because you're not a person that gets afraid, but are you afraid of letting go of the person that people expect you to be.
Oh, right. Well, that person is the one that handles everything.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean,
that's the person that, you know.
You're at a... I mean, you know what? You should listen to... there's a show called The Jillian Michaels Show. And it goes through kind of how someone has kind of... is ebbing and flowing with their life. It's this gal named Jillian Michaels. You should listen to it and listen to this particular segment and then figure out where you're going. Because there's someone telling the truth, and that's you, and you're not hearing it. Your answer is there. Your
Do
answer
you
is just...
feel in... this way, though? I mean, like...
Are you kidding? Like,
right.
Look,
so
are you
then
kidding?
What? So then what? Because you said I'm not perfect either. So what's going... I mean, like, what's going on? Because honestly, I mean, your career is on fire.
No, my career is
on
fire.
You are on fire.
It's not on fire. But
you're doing like three shows.
No, but that's... But you know what? You know where I'd like to be? Hiking in the mountain
right.
with Millie.
You're going through what I'm going through.
So I know.
Right.
And it's just what I have to realize is that
right.
I
so,
have to just appear. I just have to appear and allow the room to. I read this. Ah, shit.
You're going through what I'm going through.
Hang on a second.
Which is weird. Manus, whoever thought we'd intersect.
I know. Now, wait a minute. Here it is. You know this, the pocket P.
Let's
say
God.
It. Living without an agenda.
Wait, no. Janice is holding a tiny yellow version of a book called The Pocket Pima Chodron, yeah. And there's a female Buddhist monk on the cover.
She's amazing. That's her. That's
a
her.
White female monk.
Yeah. Now listen to this.
Oh,
and this
sweet.
You know what? You just now you quiet now and you listen to me.
Okay.
This is.
I know. Heidi says I'm. By the way, Heidi told me the other day I was sabotaging your greatness.
Habit sabotage.
She came home and said, you need to stop talking. You keep cutting Janice off, which I just did again. So
okay,
go ahead.
Listen, living without an agenda. You're going to fall asleep on me, but could our minds and our hearts, I can't even read now.
Oh, fuck. I'm giving you the floor.
No, but I can't.
I'm trying.
All right. Just say, could we have no agenda when we walk into a room with another person, not know what to say, and not make that person right or wrong? Can you literally walk into it? That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to walk into a room without an agenda and without a plan. I know this. For some reason, I had a god bloody epiphany on the plane, and there's something about that. It
but
just
Mama,
seems like,
business is an agenda. What are we accomplishing today? We're accomplishing creative ideas for season two. Great. Everybody throw your stuff on the table. I want to make Celebrity Fit Club. I want to make Say Yes to the Dress.
Yeah.
I'm like, I want to make the Jillian Michaels Show and maybe turn it into Jillian and Friends. So I don't know how you... And then we're back into the fray. We're back into the fray. And I just... You know, there was a time when I didn't have kids where the fray was fine. The fire. I had time for the fire. I could fight the fire. You know, now, you know, with kids, you're like, I just can't do this anymore. Not this way. And it just, I don't know, Manus, I don't know what to leave people with. I think, honestly, where I'm at, and this is the truth, I told Giancarlo, I was like, I know how strongly you feel about TV. And I was like, and on top of that, G, I was like, I love the show. And I would do anything to make another season of the show we agreed to make. This show is a combination of like Modern Family, I Love Lucy, Larry David, Family Guy. That's what it is. It's real life. And
then if that's what you want, then it's worth the fight.
I'm fighting, but I'm not going to lose. I'm going to fight it now, but like, I'm not going to get into this and be like, and then fight every single day in post. You know what I mean? In post-production.
But
I just
what?
Won't. I can't do it. I will
yes,
not.
Okay, I'm going to turn this around. Yes, you can.
No, Mom, I can't.
You know what? I'm going to give you this book, and you're going to take this, and you're going to get in your car, and you're going to go to them, and you're going to read the whole damn pocketbook, and then you're going to come back, and we'll talk about this next week.
Fine. All right, guys, we're talking about plated right now. You know it's been on your mind all day because last night's dinner was, in a word, delicious. And you cannot wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes, but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef quality ingredients. And with Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to plated.com/Jillian and choose from amazing chef design recipes each week. You'll find easy to prepare selections that you can make in under 30 minutes. Then the culinary pros at Plated are going to lovingly fill a refrigerated box with all the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything is delivered straight to your door, whether it's meat, poultry, veggies, spices, anything and everything you need on the day you need it. And no worries if you're not home. Your Plated box will keep everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Hurry over to plated.com/Jillian now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. Plated.com/Jillian. That's plated.com/Jillian. Janice.
Yes.
I've got a snappy segment for you.
Oh, God, I've been waiting for so long. You've been off the snap, and now I'm glad you're back on.
Well, I had Nicole pull a bunch of them.
Okay.
So, all right. I had Nicole just dig around for subjects, right? Because I'm like, oh, my God, we've been over it and over it and over it. Find me some headlines that are interesting. And then I figured, look, we'll go over it, and we'll discuss them, and I'll throw out my ideas. So one that Nicole pulled was 6 reasons you're not seeing results, right? She got this one off of Women's Health. And I was like, all right, let me look at it. And it's actually, it's, you know, again, we have talked about it, but not necessarily in this particular order. And I thought it can't hurt to bring it back up again. It's been a while.
Okay.
Number one, you're doing too much of the same thing, right? We talk about this. Routine, bad for fitness. Variety, key, because the body adapts. So if you're always going to yoga, or you're always going to spinning, or you're always going to CrossFit, your body's going to adapt and you're not going to see results. It's called stress adaptation response. We've talked about this before. So to give you an example, let's say you haven't worked out in a while. You do 10 push-ups. You're sore, right? Do 10 push-ups for 10 days. With the 10th day, you're not sore.
Right.
And you might go, well, I don't understand why sore is a good thing. Well, injury is not a good thing, right? You pull a muscle. That's not a good thing. But when you're sore, safely sore, the idea is that exercise is taxing the muscles. It's literally injuring the body so that the body can then turn around and adapt and grow stronger. You get a blister, turns around, it becomes callous. That's how we improve our level of fitness. We become stronger, faster, and so on. So too much of the same thing ceases to challenge the body, and you will stop seeing accelerated results or optimal results, right? Okay, next one. You're not challenging yourself enough. This one, oh my gosh. We talk about this all the time. When you go to the gym, go hard. Push yourself.
Yeah.
Push. Don't get on the freaking treadmill and read your magazine, man.
Don't you remember those tips I gave you last week? The gym wasting tips? I thought that was an excellent segment that I did. Remember it? It was really memorable. It was things... I believe one of them was don't dick around on the treadmill. So I'm glad to see you're reiterating my suggestions. Yep, go ahead. Yeah, go with a purpose. What's the third one?
You're overeating for your calorie burn, which we talk about all the time. You can eat through any amount of exercise. You think you went to the gym and it gives you a license to have a pizza for dinner.
Absolutely.
It gives you the license to have a piece of pizza for dinner with a salad and maybe a glass of wine, not 5 pieces of pizza for dinner.
Can't you trade in that salad for another slice of pizza or another glass of wine?
No, girl. A piece of pizza is like, it depends on that slice, right? If you get one of those big New York slices,
yeah,
it's like 500 calories,
and booze,
man.
Hello.
Yeah. All right. You're overtired and overstressed. Now, let's see. What are they trying to say here? I actually just look at the headlines and then see if I agree. You're not sleeping enough. Yeah, without a doubt. So we go back to sleep. Sleep makes you fatigued. And we all know, or lack of sleep makes us fatigued. And we all know that when we're run down, this is why I've always said, I would rather you get your sleep before going to the gym. If you're like, well, I can get 5 hours of sleep and get a workout in.
Oh, I see what
you're
saying.
Or I can get 7 hours of sleep. I'm going to say get 7 hours of sleep and control your food throughout the day.
How much sleep do you get?
I am serious about my sleep.
Are you?
Yeah, but let me tell you, the problem is, so like this morning, Phoenix wakes us up at 6 o'clock because
the owl's green.
Oh, no. Oh. So I locked him in his room because he was getting up in the middle of the night. And going, I'm up, ta-da, right? So I was like, this is funny once. The second time, it's making me homicidal. Or it's like, and then we adopted another little dog. Oh, this is a gem. Oh my God, this is a gem of a story.
Okay, I'm ready.
These bastards at Lou's school take the kids on a field trip to the pound.
Oh, you're kidding.
No. Cut to Lou comes home and says, I'm in love with a German shepherd named Samson. I'm like, you have three dogs. Love the three that you have. And a pony, and a turtle, and a pig, and four beehives, and six chickens, and frickin' 14 koi fish, and two goldfish, and a betta fish, and a parrot.
That's so I don't understand why they take kids to the pound. I don't get it.
So Lou is like, I love him. I love this dog. I love him. I love this dog. And Heidi's like, oh, God, let's just go look. And I was like, no.
Yeah, because you can't go to a pound.
No. So we go to the pound, and that dog has been adopted. Yay. However, there's this little ratty white creature with a mohawk that Phoenix has fallen now in love with. And I was like, no, this one's cute. It'll find a home. We're good. He throws himself on the floor. In doing so, gets a small scrape on his hand. But the tantrum is so epic that the guards come over.
Oh, dear.
And I'm like, hello, right? I'm like, buddy, come on. We have to file a report because he's been, quote, injured on the premises.
Oh, God.
I kid you not. And they're like, how did this happen? And we were like, well, there was a dog. And they're like, are you adopting the dog? And I was like, and Phoenix is like, it's a doggy. We have four dogs. Guess where the dog sleeps?
With you.
Right on our head. Every night. We have a fourth dog now.
I've seen a pic. What's his name again?
It doesn't have a name. It's called Little Dog.
Oh.
Because we can't stop fighting about the name. So I wanted to call it Zoe. Phoenix wants to call it Jet Rocket. Lou wants to call it Claire.
I'm with Lou. I keep calling her Claire.
Evelyn.
It's a male?
No, it's a girl dog. Oh, I was gonna say. So, we know what we call it? Little Dog.
Little Dog. Nothing wrong with that.
Little Dog. Come here, Little Dog. Little Dog. Wow. And Little Dog is needy and not yet potty trained.
Uh-oh.
Little Dog. So, anyway, I do my best to sleep. But between Little Dog and the other three dogs and my toddler...
Yeah,
it's a challenge sometimes.
Well, that was number four.
I don't even know.
I know. See,
look, don't sit around too much when you're at the gym, huh, Manus?
See,
this is you. God, that is you. Yeah.
I was really on fire that last week.
Yeah. Well, all right. Yeah, and I'm done.
Really?
Well, there's another, but I don't like it. So yeah.
Well, you can't just say there's another and I don't like it and then not tell us.
I don't understand what this have to do with anything.
Maybe we like it.
Saying don't be too hard on yourself. Like, embrace all of your successes.
Why would you forget that one?
What does that have to do with seeing
because
results?
Because that's you.
No, but what does that have to do with why you're not seeing results? How's that relevant?
Because you just... If there's anybody in this room that needs to hear that sentence, it's you.
No,
you're
that's
incredibly...
Not relevant.
Oh, my God. Relevant. You're the most hardest person. Oh, my God. You know what?
Not relevant.
Oh. Okay.
Well, then it says, another thing to consider. Perhaps it's not your results, but your expectations that are a little off. So it's like, managing expectations.
Don't try to act like you know what the you're talking about. You're just personally invested. Because you picked this. Yeah. It's a dumb one.
Oh, I think kind of reflective about this whole day. And I think now we need to take a breather. Regroup.
I want to tell you about Lola.
Okay,
it's a tampon ad. Yeah, and here's the thing. They're 100% natural. And what that means is that the other ones you're probably using are not. Mm. There's all kinds of chemicals in there. And, look, we always talk about... not eating crap, not putting crap on your body. Well, honestly,
not in it.
Yeah, cotton is the number one crop loaded with pesticides, the highest sprayed crop. These are 100% cotton with no added chemicals, fragrances, synthetics, or dyes. And I mean, I know it's uncomfortable to talk about, but someone really does need to talk about it. And that's why I really loved this sponsor. The subscription is fully customizable. So look, I mean, we've all been there. You can choose a mix of light, regular, super, super plus, etc. You can pick your number of boxes, the frequency of your delivery. You can cancel at any time. These are delivered right to your door, which is nice. You don't have to deal with the uncomfortability. So honestly, check it out. I think this company's awesome for health reasons, comfortability reasons. Very simple. 60% off your first order. Go to mylola.com. That's MYLOLA.com. And simply enter the code exercise when you subscribe. And as I said, you can cancel anytime. Check it out.
So we have a very special guest on the show today, a great Canadian artist, but also a great international artist. And I'm
a friend of my family.
And a friend of your family.
Yeah, because I know all the A-listers.
Chantal Kreviazuk is on the phone, and Jillian, take it away.
Hey, Chantal, how are you, buddy?
Hi, Jillian. How are you? How's your day going?
It's going pretty good. I feel like we should tell people exactly who you are. So for all of you that fell in love with the song that played during my movie proposal to Heidi called Into Me, Chantal Kreviazuk is the one who wrote it and sang it. So we decided, since it was such a big smash, that we would have her on the podcast to talk a little bit about her album and what's been going on with her. So, I mean, buddy, tell me a little bit about the album and when it's coming out and what the songs are and what inspired it and all of that.
Yeah, I just want to say congratulations first to you, Jillian, on everything, all your success, but in particular, your personal success and putting it out there. And I think really showing people, it really resonated with me how you put out there on the show that we're torn all the time as moms, as partners. You know, I've been away shooting a movie right now in Canada while my brood is in L.A., and that's been really hard and emotional, and you're always asking yourself, like, you know, am I doing the right thing? And you're trying to honor your own life force and be somebody and bring home bacon, and then also you want to be an amazing mom, and it's hard to be a perfectionist, and it's hard to have so much capacity and audacity and all that good stuff. And so anyway, I applaud you, and I'm so happy for you and Heidi, and for all the listeners out there. Heidi and Jill are aunts to my kids, and Heidi was really one of our honorary moms in our family as my kids were born and growing up, because we worked together so long too. So it's just so cool to have been able to share in your joyful moment, Jillian.
You know, it's very interesting because so many women have come up and said exactly the thing you said. Oh my God, I go through the same thing. Oh my God, I go through the same thing.
Yeah.
But what's interesting is, have you noticed men don't? Do you find that?
Yeah,
or am I the only one?
It.
They're like, yeah, I got a business trip. I got to go away.
Yeah.
I'm like, really? And they just, they like, they don't. And it's a woman thing, I think. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But
well, I was listening to an NPR special around Valentine's Day, in which they featured a woman who had been an engager. I think they called her an engager during, I think, World War II. And she would write letters to different men who are at war and really kind of take the relationship to the nth degree with these men and give them hope and tell them that she'd marry them. And the idea was probably a lot of them wouldn't come home anyway.
Wow.
And I was listening to it, and one of the women was in her 80s, and she was talking about it, and I was thinking to myself, oh my God, how are we both walking the planet at the same time? She's like walking history, and I'm like here current, and our lives are so completely different. And I think that the difference between men and women is the modeling. Men have been modeled to that they leave their families and they come home and they need it quiet for a bit, and they need, you know, their shot of whiskey and or a beer, and they need to not be bothered, and
right.
You know, things have been a certain way. Whereas
yeah.
for us, I really believe we're the first. We're the first, like I actually saw it from my mother's generation to mine, where like my mother does not reflect my life at all. I do not reflect my mother's life at all. The only part of my mother's life that I reflect is the homemaker part, the domestic part, but not this vibrant, you know, alpha, you know, career woman. That's not in there. And so for a lot of us, we don't have anyone to emulate or to model after. And that's why I don't think it's an issue for the men, and it is for the women.
You know what? You make a very good point. And what I love so much is, you know, you're talking about the show and how it's kind of all out there, but with your music, you put it all out there. And, you know, the song Into Me, I got to be honest, when Heidi, because so for those of you who don't know, Heidi worked with Chantal when Heidi was working at a big company that manages musicians, and has always been a massive fan of Chantal's work. And Heidi was like, Jill, oh my God, listen to this song. It's so perfect. And I was like, because for those of you who don't know, we made the movie, but we didn't have the music when Heidi was watching it. In post, we put the music in. So Heidi had already seen the movie at that point. And I heard that song, and it's like, it was a massive reflection of everything that I had felt and was going through. And your album is sort of all of that. Tell me about the album.
I think more and more, I think, Jillian, more and more, we need to embrace that we're many things. Like, I'm incredibly silly. I just started a Snapchat account, and oh my God, I'm ridiculous on it, and I love
it. What's the handle? How do we find that?
It's oh my God, I just started it 2 days ago. It's so funny. It's Chant Krev, so Chantkrev. I do like Victor. And you know, like, I know probably even my husband will say to me, babe, what are you doing on that? And it's like, you know what? I'm on a movie set. We're being silly, and the topic's heavy on the set, and we're being just silly heads. And then, you know, I'm someone who is also incredibly passionate about, like, brain science and naturopaths and nutrition. And I love to learn about why we go to war and do we need to and what will the future look like. And then I like to change diapers really well. And I like to, you know, swaddle really well and show my friends when they have babies how to do the cycle of breastfeeding, putting a child down and swaddling and starting over again. You know, like, I'm so many things. And I like to play, you know, handball with my kids, and I even like some of their video games. So I'm many, many things. And I think we need to embrace that we don't have to be this one part of ourselves. We can, you know, I knit, I paint, I, you know, like to play tennis. I don't know. We're so many things. And we can't take ourselves too seriously all the time. So on my album, I was just, you know, it was 6 years I hadn't made a record, and I'd written songs for many people, and including, you know, Drake and Kendrick Lamar and Pink and all these different people and Christina, all these people. And then I took a couple songs back from people who had them on hold, and I said, you know, I've got an album right now. And it is diverse. It's very different. But where I am in my life, I realized that we are constantly evolving. We're developing our entire life until the moment we die. Yeah, and why can't we sort of, in a creative sense, reflect all those different, like, layers that we have inside of us?
I think that's what I have related to so much about the album, is that, you know, I for one know what it's like to have people always kind of try to push you back into your lane, right? No.
Really?
This is the role you play. No, you play that role. No.
Right.
This is your role.
Yeah, and then you see, somebody who is known as a comic actress who tries to step
do
out.
Do drama. You
and
got,
be
yep.
a serious actor, and it's like, oh, you can't do that. It's like, well, wait a second. But why can't she?
And we play
why
those roles she? In our homes. You're like, your spouse, your husband is like, honey, why are you on Snapchat? It's like, because they get, you know, you get used to someone being a certain way to you, for you. And it's, you're right. I think that's what I've loved so much about the album, is that I identify with all of those things, feeling all of those ways.
I think as an artist, you also have to, or as a human, it's really important to step out of your comfort zone and be curious and be a little scarce. And then that way you see what you're capable of. You develop more layers of confidence and you kind of develop more skill sets for life. Like with my kids, you know, I feel like, my gosh, sometimes I'm a lawyer. Sometimes I'm a psychiatrist. And like sometimes I'm their seamstress. I'm just so many things to my kids. And I think that's just exactly what we're supposed to do. We're not supposed to limit ourselves on any level whatsoever.
You know, here's something else that has been kind of big in the news about you, and I had a lot of feelings about it, and I want your thoughts. You recently went to this very big event, like the Canadian version of the Academy Awards, and you looked honestly slamming. I thought you looked amazing. But then, of course, it was like, how dare she dress like that? She's a mother of three. And I want to know, A, like, where is all of this coming from? B, how does it make you feel? And C, how's it going to affect you in the future?
Well, I mean, that's another thing. We can forgive ourselves. Like, I think I could probably, because I'm not always trying to be glamorous and trying to be sexy and elegant. I'm a lot of stuff. So, I feel like if you're, it's sort of like you wouldn't want to eat all of one food all the time. That's not good for you. So if I was always being that, then whatever. That's a bit. That's not reflecting a whole bunch of myself. But listen, I can do that, and then next year be like, what was I thinking? Silly. Or I can be like, you know what? I did that once. I do it once in a while, and yay. I mean, I've had 3 children. And I've breastfed them all for a year each, and that wasn't easy. And I've always wondered, like, how far can I take it? Like, putting my body back together in a way that's natural and beautiful. And I feel like I've done that now, and it took me a long time. My oldest is 12, my youngest is 7, and I've been doing, like, amazing things with my nutrition, like the Candida diet recently, for example, and doing a ton of Pilates, and there's a new thing called Legree that I'm crazy about. And, you know, there's just so many amazing ways to be in shape and healthy and to embrace even the postpartum body. And I mean, I'm not dead. I'm a mother of 3. In fact, I think I'm more alive. So I really like that I did that. And yeah, on certain angles, the dress, I think it looks beautiful. And on others, you can see I've breastfed for kids.
But that's where I think we've got this whole movement now where it's like, enough with the body shaming bullshit. And
yeah,
and really that
sure,
only
man.
Comes from people that are unhappy with their own bodies. And
yeah,
every woman...
Yeah, they haven't felt the feeling of accomplishment. They haven't felt the feeling of feeling like, I hate to use the word liberated, but...
Yes, it's a perfect word.
That's it. I mean... I think liberation, really, what it means to me more is being a little bit forgiving of self, like being compassionate toward ourselves. That's what it means more than anything. And also, by the way, the designer of that dress, his name is Stephen Karras. He knows how to dress a lady. He knows how to put that stuff together really, really, really well.
Dude, you looked gorgeous. And the message that I love is that we're saying to everybody out there, you know what, there are always going to be haters. Haters are fighting
a battle
with their own issues. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Let your freedom flag fly. Don't live for anybody else. You looked stunning. The album is amazing. When is it coming out? But we can get Into Me Now, everyone.
Yeah, you can get Into Me Now. And the album's coming out in June. And I just want to say thanks to everybody who responded to the song so positively, and it really meant a lot to me. And thanks to Jill and Heidi, you guys.
Oh, please, thank you for giving us the
song.
Chantal gave us the song. It was pretty much a gift to us because, of course, first season cable shows.
You guys have been such a gift to us.
Well, you are the best. But wait, did we get a date?
Oh, okay. So mid-June, the album's coming out, and I don't know what it's called. I think the words hard sale will be in the title, though. I'm starting to lean toward hard sale, so something like that. But I love this album. I think it's incredibly diverse. There's something for everybody on it. It's like, it's rhythmic, and it's moving, and there's some weight to it, and then it's also flighty, and just like,
it's,
you know,
awesome.
People have fun as
it's
well.
Awesome. And you guys... Seriously, buy the single now, Into Me. It is like on reap. Nicole, my assistant, just walked in literally singing everywhere. You want to sing it for Chantal?
It's okay.
Go ahead, play it. Sing it. You're going to die laughing.
Please sing it to
This
me,
is going
to
be horrible for you. Go on. Do it. Go on. Let her hear you.
I have to pull it back up. Oh, my God.
Watch this. This is hysterical. I swear to God. Go on. Do what you just did.
I have to pull it back up. You just calm yourself.
Okay. Pull your little microphone over.
Can I have it? Please. I love it when people sing my song.
Pull your little thing. Pull your little thing.
Hold on, I'm gonna get to the part that I like to sing.
Okay. The more part?
Yeah.
Okay, bring your microphone over.
Okay,
we can hear.
Okay, so I'll get the music in here too.
Yeah, you got it. Janice, get the music in there.
Be the flower, be the dragon in my tower, be the bull with my horns. You give it all and I want more, 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 more.
Yay, Nicole!
Beautiful.
Oh, stop it!
Oh, my.
Stop!
Stop
being so nice.
That's my favorite bridge of my career. I'm just going to go ahead and say it.
It's my favorite bridge of your career, too.
Anyway,
well,
you are such
much.
A good sport. Thank you for everything, buddy. And we can't wait for the album release. And visit us again, please.
Yes. Oh, thank you so much. I would love to, Jillian. I love your podcast. And thanks for having me on it, babe.
Thanks, next time
Chantal.
In the studio.
Okay, in the studio next time, yes.
Okay, have a great trip.
Okay.
We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye, Jillian. Bye, Nicole.